It's Wednesday, August the 5th. This is Tim Pitchell back for another Procrastination Boo. I'm still here at the conference at York University, and I listened to a very provocative paper yesterday by a PhD student, a senior PhD student at the Harvard Business School named Lalin Anik. I hope I've pronounced your first name correctly, Lalin. She's a Turkish student, delightful, a great presentation, and her presentation was called Do Good Things Come to Those Who Wait? Procrastination and Leading the Good Life. And she started her presentation off by asking us this question. I'll ask this to you now. You have to choose one or the other, and you can't put any conditions on it. She simply asked, do you think life is long and easy or short and hard? Long and easy or short and hard? She found some fascinating differences between people who found life to be long and easy versus short and hard. Provocative, interesting. We don't really understand all the implications yet. Let me tell you what she found. If you think life is long and easy, as opposed to short and hard, these people are happier. They report having more friends. They have more civic engagement, meaning things like they volunteer more. They're more likely to have voted. There's no difference in their expected life expectancy, what they predict they're going to live. So it's not like they think life is short and hard because they're about to die. If you're over 70, more people think life is long and easy. But of course, if this is a conference about procrastination, and the most interesting result amongst all of these was that those who said, endorsed the notion that life was long and easy, they procrastinated more. Of course, this interested me so much. And in fact, Lalin started her presentation there by using the old expression carpe diem, which is the title to our cartoon series at procrastination.ca, because carpe diem's always been used to mean both life is short, so drink and be merry, as well as, which is the long and easy, make hay while the sun shines, so that life can be seen as short and hard. And so procrastination seems to cut both ways, particularly with this notion of carpe diem. But for those who perceive life as long and easy, they self-report procrastinating more. Now, there's so many ways we can think about this that, and even in some ways, it's just a self-presentational style that, you know, you're just this laid-back person who says that you procrastinate more, but in fact, maybe you don't. You just want to give the impression that you do. But it's provocative, very interesting and clever research, and it was delightful to listen to her paper yesterday. Food for thought on this Wednesday morning, and I'll be back later, probably later today, with another Procrastination Boo to share some of these interesting results with you. I'll talk to you later today.